I neglected to mention earlier, I hope there's no one here waiting for the North Vancouver and Cook LID item, because that is on the afternoon agenda, and I guess that was changed. So my apologies for not mentioning that earlier. If you're waiting, I hope you're not, but it is on the 2 p.m. agenda. Okay, let's move to regular calendar, please. Item 926.
Accept bid of Moore Excavation, Inc. for the Selwood Moreland Sewer Rehabilitation for $8,902,765.
Chief Procurement Officer is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. Christine Moody, Procurement Services. You have before you a procurement report recommending a contract award to Moore Excavation, Inc. for the Selwood Moreland Sewer Rehabilitation Project. The engineer's estimate on this project was $7.5 million. On July 24, 2014, four bids were received, and Moore Excavation is the low bidder at $8,902,765. The city identified seven divisions of work for potential minority, women, and emerging small business subcontracting opportunities. Subcontracting participation on this project is at 11.7%, and they are responsive to the city's good faith effort requirements. I will turn this back over to council if you have any questions regarding the bidding process, and there are representatives from BES and more here to ask answer any technical questions you might have.
So the fact that the best bid was 20% over our estimate is illustrating the problem we've been talking about the robust construction market making it less cost competitive for us. Is that what's going on here?
Yes, Mayor, we are seeing that in a lot of construction bids, especially over the summer construction season where lots of contractors are busy. And so it's kind of what's been happening over the last few months.
Okay. Understood. Other questions for Christine?
I have a question about the good faith efforts on women and minority small businesses. It says that the divisions of work identified included traffic control services, and that the Moore Excavation indicates their intent to self-perform that division. So I know that in other contracts, that's a place where there are a significant number of women and minority-owned businesses. And I'm wondering, 11.7% doesn't sound like a very, very high percentage of the subcontracting work going to the targeted businesses. Is there anything that we can do about that?
I'm going to ask Gary Stevens to come up here and talk about that. He's from Moore.
Morning.
Morning, Mayor, Commissioners. Commissioner Fritz, we put partial under traffic control. So we're going to share that responsibility with a minority subcontractor. We'll have some of our forces and a minority contractor both perform traffic control.
And is there a reason that you can't allow all of the traffic control to be subcontracted?
Well, we run into the challenge where it's a catch-22 where we try to keep our people employed. It's either laying our people off or hire subcontractors. That's the challenge. And that's why we put partial. Our intent is to grow that percentage, but we always put it partial, not knowing. We're confident that that percentage is going to grow. Let me say it that way. But we put it partial because that allows us to have our employees also participate when otherwise they would be sent home and be out of work.
Right. You know, I've been on the council for over 5.5 years, and we've done a lot of business with your company.
Yeah.
We certainly appreciate your mm-hmm. being the low bidder. I'm concerned about the level of minority participation.
Okay. Can I answer that? Mm-hmm. As Christine said, we have good faith effort that we have to go through. We sent out 31 solicitations in four different categories: asphalt, concrete cutting, hauling, trucking, and traffic control. Of those 31 solicitations, we had 22 that either stated they're not bidding or didn't receive any response at all. And that's after not only sending it out in writing, the request in writing, but also doing individual phone calls to each company. So we had over 70% reject our solicitation. Of the 9 quotes that we received in 3 categories, concrete cutting, we only received 1. We're using them. Hauling trucking, we received 3, and we're using 2 out of the 3. And traffic control, we received 4, and we're using 1 out of 4, with us doing partial. So out of the 9, we're using 45% of the companies that responded. And again, I want to emphasize, our intent is to have that number grow, but again, we have to protect, at least I feel, being the operations manager, we have to also protect our employees as far as their employment.
Thank you.
Great, thank you. Appreciate that. All right, other questions? And is there anyone else that wants to speak on this item?
I did not have a sign-up sheet for these.
Then a roll call on the acceptance of the report, please. Or acceptance of the bid.
Move to accept the report.
Do we have to do that on procurement report?
We usually do, yes.
We do? Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Amanda. Yes. Motion made. Second, please.
Second.
Okay, then a roll call on accepting the procurement report.
Saltzman?
Well, congratulations to the Moore Company. This is a big contract, and I very much appreciate you being here and providing us some insights into your efforts to increase your minority women and emerging small business subcontracting opportunities and to walk us through your process and give us really great answers to the questions that Commissioner Fritz was asking. Aye.
Novick?
As a former longtime Selwood Moreland resident, I'm very happy the sewers are being rehabilitated. Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for being here for answering my questions. Aye.
Hales?
Yeah, appreciate the good explanation. Thank you. Good work. Aye.